entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because you know I got a whole bunch of that stuff.
Yes, you do.
And on the boards today, we have Avery. Hey, Avery.
How are y'all?
Joyful and grateful. How are you?
Not doing too bad.
He's
lovely
good.
Saturday.
Yes, it is a lovely Saturday. And so my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, is still out of town, stuffing her face with lobster daily and sending me photos of it.
How dare her?
Yeah, is that nice? I don't know. So sitting in her seat today is my grandson, Nicholas Gass. Hey, Nick.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
I like your new little blue hair in the front there.
Thanks.
You're looking really good.
I know.
He's fashionable.
Yes, he is fashionable. And the person making that comment is my friend Brian LeBlanc. And Maureen Rulison are with us today from We Are Dementia Strong and Caregiver Support and Resources. And you've already been on the air today.
Yes.
At 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, they do their show, We Are Dementia Strong, on Facebook Live.
And we raced right over here.
You did really good. You look fabulous.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I feel fabulous.
That's good. I'm so glad you're here today.
And she's fabulous.
She is.
And she feels fabulous.
Yes. She does feel fabulous.
I know.
Good, good. We're all going to.
She has her shirt. It's nice and soft, her shirt. It's fabulous. So I'd like to welcome our newest listeners today. We have Cindy from Brandon, we have Judy from Tampa, and we have Shirley from Seminole. And like I always say, there's plenty of room around the caregiver's table for more listeners, whether it's live on the show or it's on YouTube or Facebook or wherever they'll take us. Or you can do the repeats on YouTube or my website. But I always tell my grandchildren, you'll have my voice for the rest of your life. You'll never have to worry about that. So I'm very excited that you're here with me today and some of the things we're going to talk about. But did you have something you wanted to tell our listeners?
Feel free to call in if you have any questions. 727-441-3000.
Oh, Lynn better watch out.
I don't know. He's got it.
Lynn, you may want to extend your vacation time. I think you got a ringer here.
I think so.
So let's chat a little bit about you guys and We Are Dementia Strong. Let's start with that. Then tell our listeners, the ones that don't know, because I think all of them should know if they don't know about We Are Dementia
Strong. I know, really,
Strong.
Right?
I mean, really.
You know?
My YouTube's up to 711 subscribers.
Yay!
Wow.
That's awesome.
Because when I get 1,000, YouTube gives me money.
Yeah,
more better. So tell us about We Are Dementia Strong.
So We Are Dementia Strong was started because Brian is living with Alzheimer's. And during COVID, I saw that the number one thing that people living with dementia need, which is connection and the ability to interact,
right,
was being taken away from him. He would crack his little eye open in the morning. I would see him, he'd look over at me, and he'd be like, oh, she's the only one still here. And I said,
he's a very social man.
He's a public speaker.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a social personality. And so
thank you for not calling me a social butterfly like you usually do.
That's what my mother would say you are.
And people love him.
Yes, what's there not to love?
Nothing. So
he's not bad on the eyes either.
I said to myself, because that's what I call me when I'm talking to myself, that we need to figure out a way for Brian to keep connecting during COVID. And of course, none of us knew
how long
was going to be involved. So Brian and I came up with the idea of starting a Facebook page and doing a Facebook Live, and that's where We Are Dementia Strong was born. We try to do the perspectives from the person living with the disease and the care partner, but we have been blessed to have so many loyal listeners and participants.
Oh, and and speakers. You got some great speakers. You got a whole bunch of speakers coming up for September.
Right. So, and this was more, September was more born out of me getting tired of trying to think up something every week. So
I hear you.
So I said, hey.
5 years now.
Let's think of a theme for the month.
But, and also, she mentioned it, it's both people that are living with dementia and their care partners.
Yeah.
We actually get people that have Alzheimer's or other types of dementia tuning into the show.
Well, that gentleman Mike that was on there this morning.
Yeah.
Mike that made some comments about when you were talking about the fog. And that's fabulous because I want to hear the voice of the person with Alzheimer's or dementia. Because what happens is we stop talking to them and then they're sitting in the chair. We're wondering why nobody's, come on.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
It's like you have dementia, but it doesn't mean you can't speak.
Right.
Well, and I often say, do people with dementia stop speaking because of the disease or because we stop talking to them?
Right.
Or, and, you know, this morning on our show, I was talking about listening. Yeah. And I'm learning to, I wish I could say I already did it well, but I'm learning, number one, I've never learned anything new when I'm talking.
Right.
And number two, I'm learning to listen, not to reply, but to understand.
Because the thing is, like you were saying this morning, you don't know where he's coming from. He can be on one, like you said, you could have a disagreement of something, and you're disagreeing, and all of a sudden you realize he's on a different topic. He already passed that. He's on something new. So what do you do? There's nothing. How? You're not going to get anything solved here.
Well, and I, embarrassingly.
And I think everybody does. A lot of people do that, not just people with dementia.
Embarrassingly, I realized all of the sudden one day that that was the case, that I was arguing a point we apparently had left. And I said, wait, we've got to go back to the other thing because I have a really important thing to say.
Well, you know, I'm telling Dr. Kevin a disagreement with something. You're just waiting for what you got to say. I'm not listening to nothing.
I have something very important to say.
And then right. she'll go back. Yeah. Then she'll go back and start what she was talking about in the beginning.
I have no idea.
I still have no idea where it's coming from. So I just go, yeah.
But for my own self-importance, I believe I make very good points.
Of course, Of course she does.
Yes, she does.
So anyhow, besides all of my many imperfections, we got going on this. And so September, our whole overall theme is going to be spirituality, a dementia-friendly world, and getting to where there are communities that are providing dementia-friendly worship services for, and I'm not saying just Christian, I'm talking everybody,
whatever
their spiritual walk is. So I was talking about this week, and somebody that was listening said,
you just have to repeat this because it makes me crazy. Go ahead.
Said, oh, my church has a dementia-friendly service. I said, oh my gosh, I didn't know. I said, I apologize. I've called every church. I've done everything. I'm sorry. And I said, tell me about it. And she said, we have a room, and the people with dementia can go sit in that room while their loved ones are at the service. Mm-hmm. And I said, do you do a special service? Oh, no. We have magazines for them to read.
Oh, wow.
And I said, well, do you leave them in there by themselves? No. We take turns with somebody going in there and being with them. And I said, that is not a dementia-friendly service.
That's kind of like punishment. Let's go to church and be punished.
Yeah.
I said, how would you like it if they said, we have a brown-haired friendly worship service, and you have brown hair, the lady who was saying this. So you have brown hair, so you said, hey, this service is for me. I'm going to go to the brown-haired service. And when you got there, they put everybody with brown hair in another room. I said, well, that's what you're saying you do with the people living with dementia.
It reminds me of the cry rooms where they bring babies that are, crying, and they would be, and they, you know, they would pipe the sound in and everything else. But in order, what they're talking about, no. I'm not going to be shoved into a room just because I have a disease or just right. because I'm slow or.
But you know what the thing is? You still have your faith. We exactly. go back to that stuff. We still have that. You hear that church song, you hear that, whatever your faith is, whatever. You could have a fabulous service.
Right. Right.
That all you guys who are there could participate in.
Exactly. And I tell you what, if you have been a churchgoer for years and years, you know all the prayers, you know the exactly. songs and everything else. So why do you shove me in a room? Don't shove me in a room.
Right.
I'll find a way to break out.
Yeah. Well, I do agree with having a room that if somebody living with dementia
is a little antsy or they're very verbal or, yeah.
You know, please have that place where someone can go with them and there can be the sensory quietness right. and no bright lights right. and everything. I'm not against that, but I say it's not, I don't want children's church for people with dementia. No. I want it to be a service that includes everybody. With that in mind, we have picked.
I know we just started talking to Scott.
Isn't that a great segue?
Yeah.
With that in mind.
And this is why I get off topic. On Saturday, September 4th, we're having she has her master's in divinity.
Right.
And she's the executive director of Healed 3D. She's in New Orleans right now. And her name is Deborah Jackson.
Brian's hometown.
And wait, September 4th, that's, that date rings a bell.
I don't know.
You don't know? Hmm. Hmm.
Is it your birthday?
I don't know. Is it? Is it?
Gee, I had forgotten.
Okay.
You know.
Taking you out to the Grand Canyon in October was your birthday present.
That's my birthday present.
Oh, you want me to acknowledge your birthday too?
Yes. Thank you, Linda.
That was.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. What was your name again?
Nicholas.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Well, call him. I'll give you his number, okay?
Okay. We'll bring his tribe over that day.
I feel like I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of the dementia world.
It's working.
Yeah.
I got no respect, I'll tell you that.
All right, Deborah Jackson.
And she's caring for her mother who lives with dementia. And mm-hmm. so she's going to talk about my personal spiritual journey as my mother's care partner. And blah, 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 blah. And then on September 11th, we're going to have Dr. Daniel Potts and his wife Ellen Potts. Conveniently, they have the same last name so that I can remember them.
From Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Tuscaloosa, I like to say that.
And the title of their presentation is Faith in Action in Dementia Care. And they're going to discuss how their church, First Presbyterian of Tuscaloosa, recognized the need for community dwelling persons living with dementia and care partners. And started the first adult daycare in the region, Caring Days, and they also have a service, a dementia-friendly
yeah,
service.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Danny, Dr. Potts, I get to call him Danny because we're friends, but he is a neurologist, but he is the poster person for the dignity and respect when he talks to his patients.
That's fabulous.
Well, and his father had.
Yeah, his father had Alzheimer's also, but he is so phenomenal.
I can't wait to hear him.
So phenomenal.
I can't wait to hear him.
He's been on our show before, and yes, Brian is right. So he and his wife Ellen not only were partners in helping his mom care for his dad, but then they also have launched this wonderful program through their church, and they'll That's be fabulous. Focusing primarily on that because of the topic. Then on Saturday, September 18th, we have Dementia-Friendly Congregations with Dr. Faron Epps. Have you encountered Dr. Faron
Epps? No, but I was listening this morning. You told me I'm better.
Whew. I'm telling you what, she is something and a half. And I'm not even going to tell you. You go look her up. Google her. It's F-A-Y-R-O-N, last name E-P-P-S. My plan is for Brian and I just to do nod our head the whole time we're on there.
That's kind of hard for you guys.
That's my plan. I don't think it'll actually happen. But
that's what I do on our radio show. You know, yeah. I just sit there and...
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Oh, please. Yeah. And then last but not least, I approached Dr. Donald Wendorf and his wife, Linda Everman, and I said, I'd like for you to be the glue that pulls this whole month together, because one of the many things I respect about both of them is, and connect with them on, is that they don't have one particular spiritual walk. They are respectful of everybody's, mm-hmm. they are knowledgeable about everybody's, but they don't have one particular walk that they take.
They just want you to have a walk.
And mm-hmm. Linda cared for and was care partner for her husband who lived with dementia, and Don was a care partner for his wife, both of obviously who passed away. And so they're going to be the glue that ties everything
fabulous.
Together. And I'm hoping that dedicating the month to this will wake up people who in the faith communities can reach out to us, to you, yep. Linda, to whomever they know that's in this world.
And we'll help them with a program.
And we'll help them get this started, yeah. because it's very, very, very important. It's very, very necessary.
Well, you know what? Years ago, this was before COVID, one of my caregivers, she's like, okay, I can't go to church with my husband anymore because he just gets too antsy. He gets up, he starts walking around and everything. And I've given up everything else. I want to go to church. And so she said, I've been listening to your stuff for long enough, and my neighbor was always asking, how could I help you? And he's Jewish. She said, so I went over there, and I said, do you think you could hang out with my husband while I go to church on Sunday? He said, I would love to do that. So she goes, so the first Sunday I run to church, I get done, I run home. They go, get out of here. We're playing pinochle. So she gets 3 hours every Sunday morning now.
That's awesome.
But which is fabulous that they have that, and the husband gets to see the neighbor, and the neighbor gets to see the husband. But if they could have had that opportunity to go to church, you know, some people don't have a neighbor that's
going to
do that for them.
So to me, I'm asking the questions, what's wrong with him getting up and walking around?
Right. Well, in some churches, that might not be acceptable.
That's what we want to teach. You know, God made this disease. God made the people and chose the people to have this disease. And if one of the symptoms of having it is getting up and walking around, I don't think God minds. And if that's who we're there to worship,
right.
who should complain?
Exactly.
So and maybe God's not who you worship, but that's who I'm
Whatever.
Using God in the
Whoever
broad
your person
sense.
Is.
Yes.
All right, but I got to tell you something. So this morning you say on Facebook, like, Deborah Jackson. I'm like, oh, my God, because I met a Deborah Jackson this week. Not that Deborah Jackson.
Okay, that's good.
So you know Nancy Giles? She used to be a big networker.
CBS. She's on CBS.
No, she's a local friend, and she wrote a book, a new book. It's called The Accidental Deputy.
Yes.
Well, I knew her from networking from years. Her mother's in my book, Good Night, God Bless. Her mother and my mother were the Crooked Finger Girls. And so I knew when we used to go networking that she was a cop in a previous life. But there was never much conversation about it. She was the first female deputy sheriff in Ohio at 25 years old in 1960.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness. And just knowing her and knowing her mom and, you know, reading this book was just, it was fabulous. So I go to her, you want to be on my podcast? She's like, sure. I sent her the instructions for the podcast, and I sent her a sample of one of the other podcasts so she could see how it is. I sent her the one about genealogy. We go to meet for breakfast. She's like, why did you send me that one about genealogy? I go, because I thought you would like it. Because I'm stuck in this genealogy thing. I need to meet that woman. Oh, my God. She's got sheriffs back to, like, the 1800s in her family, it's seeming like that.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, oh, my God. I go, well, she's my cousin that I met from genealogy. So she's like, oh, I have to meet her. I go, hey, we're having lunch tomorrow. You want to come? She's like, yeah. So I go home, I text my friend, I go, okay if my girlfriend comes, she saw your podcast, she wants to meet you, whatever, and she goes, sure, I might have a surprise for you too at lunch. So I go there, Nancy and I are there. All of a sudden, my cousin walks in with this woman. She puts her hand out and goes, "Hi, I'm Deborah Jackson, your cousin." Another cousin.
Oh, no.
That Nancy just hooked up with. That she talked about in the podcast. She was like the missing link because she was had been adopted. And we just start crying.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, life is so serendipitous, and you don't know what's going to happen or how it's going to work. But how cool is that? So, when you say Deborah Jackson's one, I'm like, oh my goodness. But right now, we need to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Everyone at one time or another experiences so much stress, physical, emotional, and mental, that their brain seems to freeze in place. Lauren McLaughlin has been an emotional support coach for over 25 years and was also a caregiver for her husband John for 10 years. Emotional support coaching for caregivers is all about having the freedom to say out loud, without fear of judgment or criticism, all the random thoughts that have gone in and out of your mind. Many caregivers receive enough help in one session to create their own healing plan. Others may want a bit more coaching, but Lauren McLaughlin has a maximum limit of 3 sessions. If you sincerely want to build a new future, that much coaching will be more than enough. All sessions are on Zoom for 45 minutes. Contact Lauren by email at godbless@tampabay.rr.com to set up an appointment for your caregiver support coaching session. Caregiver support sessions were previously priced at $45. They are now available to our listeners on a love offering basis. You decide what price you want to pay for your personal session.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, Drink enough water. Eat quality foods. Allow for time to rest and to exercise. Laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So dig this one. The other day I'm in this networking group and chatting about caregivers, and I always say after I do my commercial, everybody knows a caregiver. Please call them up today, do something nice for them. Well, it turns out one girl took it to heart, and she went home, and she went online to Walmart, and for her friend who cares for her mother, she ordered toilet paper, paper towels, garbage bags, detergent, just all stuff that you need. And then it's so hard for the woman to get out, you know, and everybody's so freaking out with COVID and everything. And she just had it delivered directly to the woman's house.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And so simple. So simple. Spend $35, you get free delivery. You can send her a lot of stuff for $35. And what a difference that makes to somebody.
Yes, it does, just not to have that responsibility.
Yeah.
Well, I think that I have the best care partner in the world, and I'm talking about Maureen, just to make the record show.
Straight.
Because she does a lot of things for me that other people just don't see,
they don't
hear
about
it. Nothing, you know. I would not know what I would do without her. I know I'll probably, the way I was living before I met her, I probably wouldn't be here.
No, you could hurt yourself. But,
right.
You know, it's...
It's just what she does for me is just wonderful. I love you.
I love you.
And that went across to like a lot of people.
You know Norm McNamara, right?
Yeah.
All right, so one time Norm came on Facebook, and his face was all cut up. And he said, I want to let you guys know that you have no idea what Elaine does for me. She does this, she does that, she does this. He goes, and this morning I decided I wasn't going to wait for Elaine. I was going to shave myself. So here we go. Look at my face.
Right.
And people don't think about that. They don't realize the extra things that a caregiver, you know... They just don't realize it.
They don't.
And it's time-consuming.
Yeah.
Well, interestingly that you bring shaving up. So I was watching Brian because he shaved with a razor. And I would tease him and I'd say, what you got, your old man whiskers? You don't shave them anymore, right? And I would watch him when he was shaving and I was realizing that to go up was not something he could do anymore with the razor. And then I walk in the bathroom and I see a ruler on the vanity and I'm like, I don't think I want to know why there's a ruler in the bathroom. But anyway.
You could be measuring, I don't know.
So I said, honey,
what's
the ruler for? He said, oh, that's so I can trim my beard straight. So... Not that I was any kind of speed racer when I thought of this, but it finally occurred to me what would help him is an electric razor.
Yeah.
Right. And then I thought about myself and I said, when it's my time to do this, because his beard is his signature, so I always want him to have it.
Right.
I'm going to need the electric razor because I don't know how to do it. Well, now he's become Mr. Creative with the electric razor.
Which is kind of cool, though.
Yep, it is. And so, but what I love is that he does make mistakes with it. So when it comes my time that I have to do that and I make a mistake, I'm going to just remember. So did he.
Yeah. And you always have Nicole to help you. Remember that.
Yeah, I'll call her in the morning. Can you come over, please?
6 o'clock in the morning. Nicole, can you come trim my beard for me?
Well, I don't know if you saw my tip this week about, was this week or last week? I don't know. One of my caregivers, her husband, all of a sudden now, he's not sure to use the razor, the aftershave, the shaving cream, the whatever. So she's a Miss Label Maker lady. And so she labeled shaving cream number 1, 2 razor, 3 aftershave. So now he can do it, you know, and she puts them out on the counter in the bathroom on a red face cloth.
Yes.
So he can see everything. And so, you know.
And that's something else. Brian was someone who had a great many accoutrements in the bathroom next to his sink. And I started to realize that it was becoming overwhelming to him. So I went in and cleaned out what he didn't know. And now he's not struggling anymore to find what he needs.
Yeah.
I also moved all my stuff. I had it in the middle. I moved it all over to the side so that...
Not to confuse.
There wasn't so much in his field of vision that he had to... But
and that's another thing, like, just people that are listening right now, watch out for the field of vision for a person that has dementia.
Yep.
Because if you make it too overwhelming, they can't even figure out what to do or see what, you know what, even me, I can't go in anybody's house that's really cluttered. Somebody said to me years ago once, clutter is visual noise.
True.
And it is. It's just too much.
But the way that she did it, sometimes I don't see. If something is not where it's supposed to be,
right.
I don't see it. It right. could be right there in front of my face, but I won't see it because it's not in the place
in that
I know
spot.
It is.
Right.
So she got me this little basket, and in that little basket is all the things that I need.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
Right next to it is my toothbrush. So.
And then I hide the toothpaste for fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
She, I want to still be needed. I mean, where's the toothpaste?
She thinks she's hilarious, but, you know, she's the only one laughing.
Oh, no.
I hear Linda laughing.
I see you laughing. Yeah. I see Avery laughing.
Well, in the Montessori way, dementia, of working with persons living with dementia, one of the great things that she came up with is, I know I'm not going to call this, for all of the people who are culinary experts, I apologize in advance, okay? But there's a plastic pastry where you can put the pastry on the,
okay.
to roll. Anyhow, it's about yay big. You can't see this on the radio, sorry. It's about a foot and a half long and maybe a foot wide. And what she did was she took that, and let's say, for example, we were talking about mealtime. She would affix that to the table where the person living with dementia was going to be eating. And everyone, if there was more than one, and she would draw the plate, she would draw the spoon, the fork, the knife, and the glass, and that allowed the people living with dementia to be able to help set the table.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that same thing in the bathroom as time goes on. Right now, yeah. he's fine with how yeah. it is, but I'll draw them out, and I love the idea your caregiver gave about numbering them.
Yeah.
So I can do that, and so I love the there's so many ways you can keep people living with dementia independent as possible.
And who's that better for? Everybody.
Everybody.
Right.
Everybody.
Everybody. I have to tell you, one of my caregivers called me the other day, just thinking about this. So her mother's like on her all the time. All the time, all the time, all the time. And her mom's, I don't know, over 95. And she said she just had me so frustrated and everything. And she goes, then the other night I was laying in bed and I had an epiphany. She goes, I realize she's with me every minute because she doesn't know when her last minute is. And if she closes her eyes, I might not be there in the morning.
Yeah.
And she said it really changed my entire perspective on
wow.
everything. And that made me so happy for her to have that because she's over 95. How many years is she going to have to live?
Right.
Let's yeah. give her that time. And she just wants to be with you because she loves you.
One of my clients lives with dementia and his wife and I were talking and she said, it's like every time I turn around, there he is. There he is. He's right by me. There he is. I said, it's because he thinks you've got the cutest butt in the whole entire world.
Well, there's some connotation in my book. I said, now I know why people call their dog Shadow. Because my mother would be following me around, and but whatever. So I'm really excited because the big conference is coming
up. Yeah, I am so excited.
So, and I just launched the website this week, so it's connectingcaregiversconference.com. I want caregivers to know that it's free of charge, totally free of charge, thanks to our wonderful partners and sponsors. And the speakers are just off the wall.
I looked at that lineup, and I was like, I'm going to have to try to block off all the days because I'm going to want to hear them all talk.
And then I was going to have a break from 1 to 3, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I was going to have a 2-hour break at lunchtime, but I'm not going to have that now. Well, people could take a break if they want, but every day at 12:15, one day is going to be yoga, mm-hmm. and the next day is going to be meditation, and the third day is going to be EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And I think there might be some Reiki coming in there too. And then every day at 1:20, A&E Corner, they have all kinds of, they test all kinds of adaptable equipment and teach people how to use it. So they're going to bring like the best of to the table, the things they think that would help our caregivers, the products the most that they've already. So that makes me so happy. And then we have Dr. Tam Cummings is our keynote speaker, and Becky Moultrie will be co-hosting with me.
That's wonderful. I love Becky.
Yeah, I love Becky. She's fabulous. And then we have the Parkinson's Foundation Neuro Challenge. We have Stephanie Edwards, Elba Law. I love her. She's just going to be legal basics for caregivers. Because still, no matter how many times I talk about this, somebody calls me up and says, oh, something happened to my mother and now no one will talk to me because you have no papers.
Just Please. Did that 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Does everybody realize a power of attorney may cost you up to, let's say, $750? That's not everybody, but let's say, no question, a guardianship starts at $15,000. So people are always like, well, I'm not going to spend the money until I know I need it. Mm, once you know you
it's
need it,
late.
You can't do it.
Right.
So, and then what else makes me cringe is I work with the adult children who are helping their parents, and I say to them after we get everything rocking and rolling, I say, well, so have you done this for yourself?
Yeah.
Have you gotten your legal? And they go, oh, no. We're not that old yet. I said, do you not drive on the roads around here? You think you can't get hit by a car? You think that something can't happen to you?
Right.
That's why people don't invite me to parties, Linda, because I'm like the worst case scenario. They see me coming, they're like, pull out your power of attorney and your final arrangement. She's going to want to know you got them. It's like,
but it's so important. It's so important, and it's so simple to do. And I want to make my decision.
Right.
Well, or a court can. If you feel that a judge could make a better decision
then
for you,
then
please don't go get your own legal documents.
Exactly.
Okay.
And even so, you know, we even got some legal documents when Skylar moved to Germany.
Yes.
What would happen if something had happened to her in there? No one would talk to us.
When Megan, my oldest daughter, was 18, was when that shooting at Virginia Tech happened. So
oh
on her,
God.
Well, I'm sorry, she was 17 when it happened. On her 18th birthday, I gave her a durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogate, living will, and she goes, gee, Mom, nothing says I'm proud of you and I love you like legal documents. And I said, now I'm not giving you the other presents. So and she said, what is it, a will? I said, you guessed.
But it's true. You know, years ago when I made arrangements for Tom and I, it was like, I tell Tom and Nicole, I want you to come to see where we're going to be in the Rose Garden, you know, or whatever. And so we go there. They take us on a little golf course. And they're like, great. It's just so great you did this. You know, it's just fabulous talking about you. And I said, you know what? One day you're going to be really happy about it. Yeah. And make that one phone call and you're done. You don't have to think about nothing.
Well, we asked our kids if we were cremated and we pre-purchased a tree. If they would put us within the tree pot that was when it was growing and plant the tree in their yard, they both said, we're going to live in a condo by the
tree. Yeah.
I said, wow, I just love that I can count on you guys.
Did you see Nicole's tattoo?
Yes, I did.
So my daughter Nicole had tattooed on her arm, love dad, and my husband's writing, love dad. And my granddaughter had on her ankle, love Grampy and his writing.
Wow.
And they actually had some of his ashes put into the tattoo ink. I was like, woohoo! But my daughter was like, I just feel closer to dad. I just feel like I got some of dad. So that's kind of cool.
I think it's awesome.
You know, it's...
We need to stop looking at death as something to be afraid of, creeped out by. I mean, I know there's horror movies and there's all that kind of stuff. But truthfully, death is just our next stage of life.
Right.
And since we don't have anybody to tell us exactly what's going on, why can't we believe that it's going to be amazing?
It is going to be. You know what? I felt with my mother and with Tom that I helped birth them into a new life.
That's wonderful.
Because they're going. I got the issues. They're going to a good place. I'm the one that has to stay here and be sad, you know, or whatever.
Talk about the death doula.
Oh.
So explain what a death doula is first.
A death doula is someone that will, when you're in the very last stages, they will come to the house and basically, what do they bathe them or something?
They come before that. They get to know the person. If everybody's smart, they get to know the person before that and talk to them about what you want your death to be like.
Right.
You know, Brian has a huge thing that's important to him, and he doesn't want people coming and that never came to see him while he was alive.
Yeah, don't bother now.
And hanging their face over him and like, oh, miss you so much.
Yeah,
right.
So
he was a great guy.
Yeah. I personally don't want people looking at me after I'm dead and saying, doesn't she look wonderful? How the hell bad did I look when I was
alive? Like,
so what I want to do is... I don't want to have a wake because I am going to be cremated.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to have a party.
Because you're going to have it before you die.
Yeah, I'm going to have it before I die. Because I figure, what good is it going to do to have a whole bunch of people gather around when I'm dead?
Right.
So I want to have a party. But for my funeral or whatever it's going to be called at that point,
celebration of life.
Of life, I'm going to have a video.
Yep.
And I'm just going to speak as I please.
God bless you.
And let everybody know, you know, this person did this for me and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't have it written out or anything, but like Maureen
said,
it's such a gift to people. I don't want people coming and you know, they're not going to be able to look at me because I'm going to be ashes.
Right.
But, you know, don't come in here, you know, crying and bawling if you haven't talked to me for 20 years.
Yeah, you know what I do with Tom? Because Tom had cancer for a long time. So it was probably like 3 years ago, I guess it was, whatever. I had he didn't want no birthday party, so we just had a party.
Right.
But I had a video made of our entire life from when he was a kid all the way up with our favorite music and everything. And everybody at the party was like, well, look at you when you were young, like his friends from here and different stuff. And when he became more ill over the years, and especially near the end, and people were like, don't send him no damn get well card. I go, send him like a memory. And people sent him memories. Like there was a girl who was my first employee when I had a Molly Mae franchise.
Oh,
and she
wow.
sent him a letter and said, you taught me how to drive.
Oh, wow.
You helped me become a woman. You know, just stuff like that. And then I also had somebody a year and a half before interview Tom.
Yes, I remember.
And so when we had that interview, he said, I like it, and I don't want anybody to hear it until after I pass away, which was fine. But then they heard in his voice what he wanted to say. And
right.
It's fabulous. It's such a gift. Skylar and I had to listen to them all when she was here. It was great. But right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partner, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
You know what that means? That means you're supposed to get your pen and paper because I have good stuff to tell you. Usually Lynn's doing it, but since she's not here today, I'm doing it. Just want to tell you, if you're looking for a support group, you can go to my website, lyndaburhans.com. For anything, any events that I tell you today, if you don't get the whole information, just contact me through the website and I'll send you the information, the link, the phone number, whatever it is. So we have other support groups by Debbie Sol Savage at coping.today, Kate McCarty, katemccarty.com. Then the Center for Caregiver Support is doing a whole bunch of stuff too. So you can go to the centerforcaregiversupport.com. And then the Parkinson's Foundation, if you go to neurochallenge.org, they have all sorts of support groups and other events. Sages, which is Plays with Purpose, has a show called Phony Baloney. I know today they're doing a show today. Mm-hmm. And also August 29th in St. Pete, so you can go to sagestheater.org. Arden Courts, Tam Cummings, September 2nd, 11 a.m., Pain and Other Assessments in a Person with Dementia. Grief Support with Grace Terry via Zoom every Tuesday at noon. Just contact me, I'll give you the link. A couple of my caregivers went to one of her things last week and really liked it. Lisa Moore of Moore Medicare Options and WellMed are sponsoring a health and wellness expo at the Sunshine Center in St. Pete on September 16th. There'll be vendors, samples, workshops. October 16th, LGBTQ Senior Resource Fair at the Gulfport Senior Center. And then there's a virtual dementia education series, Montessori Inspired Lifestyle at Regal Palms. There's a bunch of them in August and September. You can call them at 727-437-1350.
That's what I was talking about. That's my...
I want to know more about that.
Yeah, it's the same Montessori as teaches the children. Her same three ways of learning, mm-hmm. You know, learning it through hearing it, seeing it, and doing it. It's, you know, she has children that are 6 and 7 years old preparing themselves, yeah. Meals that are... You know, prepared. I'm not talking cookies and oatmeal. I'm talking steak and vegetables and baked potatoes.
My niece just started Montessori in Sarasota. She's like 2 and a half. She'll be one of those kids doing that stuff.
Those same principles were taken to how to work with persons living with dementia and how to create environments where they're empowered.
Yeah.
And I love, love, love it. So.
Yeah, it's all good stuff. A lot of good stuff going on. And then we go back to the conference. So also at the conference, we're going to have Liberate Physician Services, and they're going to talk about caregiver mental health support and medical marijuana. Yeah, yeah. And then we have Dr. Kate McCarty. She's going to talk from Survive to Thrive, Partnering with Dementia. Dr. David and Melissa Bernstein is going to talk about Health and Engagement in the Kitchen, a Meaningful and Fun Activity. And then Dr. DeLon Canterbury, let your body choose your meds, precision medication. So I had a, I did a, not a DNA test, a cellular test, genetic test with him. And the test tells certain medications I should never have ever in my life. So when I'm older, if I have to, you know, they'll know not to give me that. It also proved that I'm a really fast burner. So if I do need a medication, I might need twice as much as someone else because I burn it so fast it won't even be effective. It'll just go out of my system. So knowing that kind of stuff, you can make your medicine more precise to fit your body and everything.
Match that to the person who's going to talk about pain and dementia, and that'll be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff. And then we'll have you guys, and you'll be talking, We Are Living Strong with Dementia. And then just what we were talking about before, we have Pastor Kurt Seefeld, and he's talking about making yours a dementia-friendly faith community. And then we have Paige Gale and Lori West from Seasons Hospice, and they're going to talk about music therapy and legacy at end of life. And then Teresa Wilbanks from Sustainable Caregiving will be talking about navigating the caregiver river. And Debbie Sel Savage from Coping Today. I don't know what the topic for hers is yet. And then Officer Joel Quattlebaum.
Yay, Dr. Quattlebaum.
Yes, keeping you and your loved one safe, which is really important.
I love him so much.
He's so fabulous. And he just does so much for our community.
Yes, he does.
We're so lucky to have him in our community. Wow, the show's coming to an end.
Oh,
I know. It goes so fast, doesn't it?
I thought we could spend the day.
I know, I wish.
We probably could.
I know we could.
You'd be sitting here by yourself, maybe.
Between the three of us, we could just keep on talking.
Yeah, we don't have any problem with that.
To stay here all day.
Yeah, he would like us to entertain him all day, right?
Let me entertain you.
Oh, so Brian, what's the last thing you want our listeners to hear from you today?
If you know somebody that has a dementia-related illness, visit them, either in person, call them, stay in touch with them, and just know that you don't go from diagnosis to end stage in a week, okay? It's more than that. They have a lot of life to live, so make the most of it and allow them to talk to you. Because they may have things they want to say to you, and it may not come out the way it normally does, but just try your best to understand what they're saying.
Listen, as Maureen says.
Give them the time.
Give them the time. Thank you, Maureen, for being here today.
Thank
you know how much I love you.
We love you,
love you guys. And thanks to all of you that tune in every week, because I love you guys, too. Just
what
remember,
am I, chopped liver?
I said that to you before.
No, you said you love her. And
I really love Brian, because I'm going to be the head of Brian's squad. I think it's going to
be so needy.
It's going to be the love squad. All right, we got to get going. Tune in next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name. And you know wherever I am, I'll come right. Oh, baby, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reports.